This weekend is the Archbishop Catholic Appeal, also known as ACA, and usually parishes show a video with a message of Archbishop. And although Old River Pastoral Center is not a parish, so I am kind of free or exempt of doing the ACA, I do want to show the video at the end of Mass. I'm going to invite you to the tent. It's a 6-minute video. And the deal is that I do the shortest homily the whole year, like a 6-minute homily beginning right now. So we are going through the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We are going through these effects that the presence of Christ inside the soul produces in a person. These fruits are, if you want, kind of holy symptoms. It's like when you have COVID, you have these symptoms and you can recognize the sickness. Well, these holy symptoms, they help you recognize Jesus is in you. They are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. They are basically in Galatians 5. So you should read Galatians 5 during this Easter season. And there are essentially 12, but you could speak even more of them. But joy, peace, love are the three essential ones. But also generosity, kindness, goodness, self-control, chastity, continence, modesty, and so on and so forth. Today we focus in the second fruit, that is a fruit of joy. Easter is a season of joy. So the more united we are with Christ, one of the signs that should manifest in our lives is a fruit of joy. And this is what we see in the gospel. The apostles are conversing about the apparition of Jesus to the disciples of Emmaus. And as they are speaking about this, Jesus appears to them. Not to the two disciples only, but now to the whole group of apostles. And they think he's a ghost. And they are afraid. And Jesus says, "Don't be afraid, guys. This is me. It is I. Look at my hands." He's showing them his glorious wounds. "Look at my feet." And then the gospel says that the disciples, they were filled with a special joy. They were incredulous for joy. Basically, it's saying, this is so good that it's hard to believe. The apostles are seeing the resurrected Jesus with their own eyes. They're seeing the glorified Christ, the glorious wounds. The resurrected friend is with them, and they cannot believe it. This is so good to be true. I hope you had that experience in your life, that you received this news and they are so good that you cannot believe it is true. Like last week, someone won the lottery here in Portland. They won billions of dollars and it's anonymous. No one knows who won. By the way, if you are the winner, please come to see me at the end of Mass. I just want to give you a blessing. Anyway, that's how the disciples were incredulous for joy. This is so good. Joy is a consequence of love. Joy, says Thomas Aquinas, is a fruit of charity. Joy comes when the things or the people you love are present in your life. Sadness is the absence of the people or things you love. Let's say your favorite team wins whatever tournament. There's something good for you because you love that team, you love success, so that brings you joy. Let's say after this Mass, you have a very Easter celebrative lunch and you feel the joy of eating well. Or in a little more spiritual way, like the people you love, a friend, your spouse, your children are with you. That brings joy. On the contrary, the absence of the people we love because of death or other reasons, they move away from us. We feel sadness. So the Easter joy is not the joy only of food or your team winning or buying a new phone or a new car. That those are things that can be good. The joy of Easter is more profound. It's the joy of the resurrected Lord being present, being with us. The disciples are incredulous for joy because the one whom they love is present. The eternal good, the good of resurrected Jesus, is present to them, is living in them. So this is the joy of a Christian. This is a Paschal joy. The certainty that faith gives you, that you can have access to an ongoing, loving relationship with Jesus Christ. And nothing can take away that joy. Nothing. Even if your team loses or you don't win the lottery or they fire you from your job, I hope that doesn't happen, but there's an object, there's someone that you can connect always and everywhere and can produce this deep joy. So how to grow in joy? One, reject sadness. Whenever you feel sadness, that can be a window to something that is missing in your life. Whenever you feel a movement of sadness, one, you need to reject it, but also it can be a window to something that is missing. Now I feel sad because I'm afraid of losing this, or I don't have this. And it can be a trampoline to connecting with the resurrected Jesus. Two, pray the Queen of Heaven prayer. It's called Regina Celi. It's the joy of Mary. In the back of the Easter handout, you can pray that prayer. You can pray it at noon or when you begin the day. It gives you access to the joy of Our Lady during Easter. Three, pray with the words of Philippians 4. It's a spiritual joy that St. Paul gives us. St. Paul says, rejoice in the Lord always. I tell you again, rejoice. The Lord is near. So you can summarize it or shorten it to these words. Rejoice, the Lord is near. Memorize it and pray with it. Rejoice, the Lord is near. No matter what external circumstance you are undergoing right now, the resurrection of Jesus can bring joy to you. Rejoice, He is near, and nothing, no one, can take away the Paschal joy.